And if you're feeling dizzy right now, as long as you are not about to pass out and become terribly incapacitated as a result, that's okay. But I'm kind of clumsily segueing into my first conversation of the afternoon with a representative from the Coming Home organization. My very special guest this afternoon is Khanyi Mdluli. Welcome to the studio. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much.
So you, as a representative of this lovely nonprofit organization that is dedicated to helping people at their most vulnerable, are going to tell us about the Coming Home organization.
All right. So we are an NPO, as you've said, and we help chronic sufferers, like your people who are survivors of your stroke, BP, diabetes, you name them. So we visit them in their homes and provide them with home-based care, working with different service providers like your physiotherapist, your OT, occupational therapist, that is speech therapist. It depends on the person or the patient, if I can say that. So we assess them each individually, and then we determine how we can help them and what they can benefit from. So if, for example, if a person has survived stroke and it's affected their speech, we provide a speech therapist for that, and we provide a nurse, your social workers. We try to help any way we can.
How prevalent is the survival rate of stroke, etc., that you're dealing with? In other words, how many patients are you currently working with?
So we are currently in three communities, and for now we have 10 patients in Newlands, we have 15 in Chatsworth, and we just started in Shaker's Scroll. We are helping about 15 people for now that we see on a monthly basis, but we do have people that are on our databases in different communities where we provide them with food hampers, with wellness days, by checking their vitals. So it differs, and we are hoping to grow as much as we can to impact most people. But also, we are an NPO. We really rely on fundings and all of that, but we do want to make an impact in the community.
And how did you get involved, Khanyi?
So I'm the project manager. I was approached by the founder, Avashna Mudli, who is also a stroke survivor, and I liked the initiative. I believed in the idea of helping people and helping those who cannot afford to help themselves. Because if we say coming home, just to give you a picture, we know that a person goes to the hospital and they are discharged from the hospital. So we want to be that team where you come home to. Like, we want to provide help for you and the family, not that now that you are out of hospital and it's just like that, it's over. So we want to help people to recover from the comfort of their homes, while also we helping the family as well, because we understand for things like stroke, it can not only affect one person, but even the people that you live with in your household. So that's why we try to get your therapist or social workers to come and speak to the family and see how they can assist them.
And what is the uptake in the community that we were talking about in terms of income levels? Is this geared towards those you mentioned, an affordability factor? Is it solely for those who can't afford your services or can't afford private services that you're intervening in this way?
Yes, because we want to help those who are from like this previously disadvantaged communities. So we do have a system that we use. We do assessments. So let's say we have a new patient, or we have identified a new community that we're going to go to, and we do the assessment for each patient. We ask questions like their income, who's working at home, and if we see that you can afford it, then we can recommend that you, via us though, you can book the sessions on your own. But if we see that it's a person that does not afford, and maybe no one is working at home, they survive from grant, then we fully provide the services from us.
So you're a catalyst, you're a conduit, you have the expertise on tap, you know who to contact for which aspect of the patient's recovery, and if you are indigent and you can't afford private care, your organization, the Coming Home organization, would provide as much as they possibly can. But if you're an affluent member of the community and you have exactly the same needs, because I would imagine Coming Home, after being treated in hospital from stroke or any kind of situation that leaves you disabled, even temporarily, it's a huge adjustment, and you need expert professional assistance. You might not know where to go. You might, of course, have a very clued up healthcare provider that's got all that information at their fingertips. But still, your organization is available to help across the board.
Yes.
Which is wonderful. Now, how does one get hold of you?
So we are on Facebook, your social media networks. We are Coming Home SA on Instagram, Coming Home _SA, and you can also just check our work on our website, which is www.cominghome.org.za, and you can also reach me on via email. You can email me on cho@cominghome.org.za.
A wonderful initiative. We wish you lots of success, and thank you for joining me in the studio to shed some light on a situation that it's not without hope. In fact, there's a lot of hope, which is great, you know, especially after the joy of the weekend's rugby victory. We're looking for good news stories now, and hopeful stories. And Coming Home SA, the organization that my very special guest, Kanye Mgluli, represents, is one such organization bringing hope to families and individuals who've suffered life-changing, debilitating effects of stroke and other medical conditions, bringing back hope and dignity. And if you would like to assist, the idea is that you go online to Coming Home SA.
Cominghome.org.za.
Cominghome.org.za. All the information is there. I'm sure you can do with as much help as the community is able to come up with, because things are not cheap these days, especially under the current circumstances.
We appreciate any help that we get. It can be of services that you can provide for us. It can be voluntary, because we work with volunteers who help us to do the work that we do. So any help that a person can contribute, their time, it doesn't always have to be monetary basis, because we are also doing food hampers. We have started an initiative where we collect food, canned food, and we go and distribute it to the communities. So we appreciate any help that we get, and we're hoping to impact more people as we can. And currently, as we are on World Stroke Awareness Week, and we're encouraging people we're raising awareness on stroke and how to prevent it, and making sure that they take care of themselves, and how to act fast when they see signs of stroke. So we're really hoping that this week we can raise more awareness and reach to as much people as we can.
And there we leave it for today. My special guest, Kanye Mgluli from Coming Home SA, looking towards a brighter future for those that have been debilitated through stroke or other medical intervention. And if you would like to help, your help will be most gratefully received by Coming Home SA. Thanks again, Kanye, for joining me in the studio. And the afternoon show continues.